Your Wilt Chamberlain film does not have the word Wilt in the title. Instead, you're calling it Jayhawkers.
Yes.
Why?
The movie is equal parts Fall Gallen's story and Chancellor Murphy's story as well, and of course, the great Wilt Chamberlain. And more than anything, it's probably about this time in Lawrence and in America that where social change was taking place in terms of race.
Give us a little fuller sense here. How is the story a parallel to the civil rights movement?
Well, the Brown decision had just happened in Topeka, but that was just the schools. And so Kansas City, Lawrence, this whole area was still very much segregated. And on Mass Street in Lawrence, you know, black women couldn't try on hats. They couldn't try on dresses. It was kind of a what my mother would have called a nice, nasty segregation. It wasn't like colored or white signs, but it would be like a small sign at the bottom, colored served in sacks. Or it was just understood that you ate outside, you didn't eat inside. And so it was really kind of hard to know. I mean, I think a lot of people miss the realities of it. One of the elements of the film is how some of Wilt's white colleagues didn't really see the racism, the segregation going on, because, yeah. You know, it was done in such a way that it was easily kind of invisible in a way. And if they did see it, they didn't see the negative effects of it. And so that's one of the issues in the film.
And it turns out that Wilt Chamberlain didn't really understand that Lawrence was as segregated as it was. That was an eye-opener for him.
Yes, very much so. I mean, he was kind of told by Fogg Allen, you know, he's trying to get him to come. And, you know, Fogg said you'd have no problems there in terms of race. And Wilt knew he couldn't play down south. That was just out. And so when Fogg said you'd have no problem at KU, he just took it for granted that it wasn't segregated, but it was.
And then reality was something very different.
Very much so.
Hey, you're going to have to eat in the kitchen.
Oh, it's okay. I've been stared at my entire life. You don't have to make a fuss. Can I get 3 cheeseburgers, fries, and a Coca-Cola?
You don't understand. You have to eat in the kitchen.
I guess you didn't hear us. Get in the kitchen or get out.
You know, it's amazing to me that, you know, as time sort of moves on, there is an extent to which people are beginning to forget just how game-altering Wilt Chamberlain was and just how great he was. This was a guy who truly changed the game in ways that'll never be changed like that again, I would think.
We have a sequence in the film that's kind of about all the rules that are changed because of him. You know, one was that he used to jump from the free throw line and dunk on free throws. And they said, you can't do that anymore.
It turns out he was a lousy free throw shooter.
Yeah, well, that's why he probably did
that's
that.
That's why they changed the rules.
That's why they changed the rules, you know. And
so he would take off like from midcourt and leap at the free throw line and dunk the ball and make his free throw.
And make his free throw. And they said, no, you can't do that anymore. And
well, I'd love to see footage of him leaping from the free throw line and dunking.
I don't think it exists.
I don't think it exists.
But that was one of the rules they put in place because of him. No one thought there was anybody that could play Wilt Chamberlain. What was really great was that we were able to find, I think, the perfect person in the country to play him.
And who was?
Justin Wesley, who's mm-hmm. a member of the KU basketball team.
He's still there now.
He's a senior this year.
How did you find him, and how did he do?
We've been working with Coach Self over the years on this project, and he's been very supportive. And we asked him, and he said, I have the perfect guy for you, Justin Wesley.
And Justin was perfect. Why?
Well, he looks like Wilt Chamberlain, for one thing. I mean, he's built like him.
Especially with his haircut, I read.
When we cut his hair, he's got the facial structure of him. And I think he's a really fine actor. You know, he really holds his own in the film with a lot of really, really fine actors. And he wants to be an actor now.
You know, you mentioned, Kevin, this film centers around Forrest Fogg Allen, the Jayhawks coach, and he's been called the father of basketball coaching, and his decision to recruit Wilt. Give us a little broader sense of just how highly sought Wilt Chamberlain was coming out of high school. It's sort of like Andrew Wiggins all over again, right?
Very much so. I mean, he had hundreds of offers. And, you know, the NCAA is there at the time. And, you know, it's hard to regulate things at that time. This is 55. They're wheeling and dealing. They're trying to get him to come there. And, you know, he has the pick of any place in the country he wanted to play.
He picks Lawrence. Why?
Well,
He's a Philadelphia kid.
Exactly. Well, he picked it because of Coach Fogg Allen.
So Wilt wanted to play for the John Wooden of his era,
exactly.
In a sense.
And exactly.
How do you blame him for that?
Exactly. Yeah. And he was the guy.